Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
It is AEW Revolution. And I am your host, Trebuchet. We are 1 year removed from being at AEW Revolution. And oh boy, do we got a whole list of things for you guys. It's going to be a massacre up in here. To my left, the returning Devin. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Groovy. You repping your Sting shirt?
Yes.
Good. I like that. It's the TNA version. You don't see that one very often.
Oh, yeah. That is good.
He's 13 years old.
No, it's a good one. It's a good one. I'm rocking the classic NWO.
Oh, yeah. The tank top.
Yes.
Off.
Everybody knows I'm six-pack in my off time. What's Showtime rocking? Undisputed Era. They ain't even a thing no more.
I should have worn my Sandman shirt.
I thought you were. You're in the sweats right now.
Blood, sweat, and beard.
Yeah, you look slightly homeless.
So yeah, Showtime Schultz is here. How you doing, buddy?
I'm hanging in there.
That's good. Also in here, Iron Mike Bustler. Giving it up for himself. The double champion, Robert Space Force, is in the house.
Yes, representing Space Tech.
Yeah.
I told everyone we were coming in hot, and now we have all the gold.
You really do. I am so jealous. I'm going to jump you. We're going high low, right?
Okay, yeah. Who's going high, though?
I'm going high, because I'm always high. So, all right, we got this. And the person that is hosting this In Your House event right here, the one and only Ryan Danielson. How you doing?
Not too shabby. Just here wanting to see some ladders fall over and some barbed wire get barbed.
Massacre! I'm going to be saying that a lot, you guys. So let's jump into this card right away. We got Miro, we got Sabian, and we have got the shoe guy and the orange guy. Who do you got, Showtime Schultz?
I'm taking the shoe guy and the orange guy.
The shoe guy and the orange guy.
Orange guy.
Orange guy.
Fuck the orange guy, by the way.
I'm also saying shoe guy and the orange guy.
All right. I'm just writing them down. Keep on going.
Yeah, you gotta give the people what they want and go Orange Cassidy and Chuck Taylor.
Yeah? How did you guys like that wedding?
It was goofy.
I liked it. As far as, like, you know, wrestling weddings go, I thought it was pretty entertaining.
And I like the best man tagline.
And AEW doesn't do, like, really goofy stuff like that a lot. So
yes, they do. Right. Yes, they do. Did you not see the 7,000, like, Northern Lights suplexes in the end zone? Like, shit's ridiculous.
That was, like, 8 months ago, it's fine.
I remember it, and I'm a stoner.
Hey, but that same night, we also got, you know, Matt Hardy changing into all his different variations.
Matt Hardy almost died the last pay-per-view. I remember that. Is he going to die in his match against Paige here? We'll find out. We were promised a death match. I think Matt Hardy may actually bring it to us.
It's okay. I think that's staying in the ring, so I think we're safe.
I hope you're right. Ryan, who do you got in this match?
I'm paid off by a big crush, so I'm going to go with Orange Cassidy and, Chucky.
I believe you. You got the towel.
That's true.
So he put his money where his ass is.
I thought it'd be hilarious to have a decorative towel. Now I just have a ginger guy looking at me every time I pee. It backfired.
Devin, who you got?
Orange Cassidy.
She's going best friends, and I am going to agree with the entire podcast.
Boom, 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 boom.
And I'll start going on DraftKings and placing my bets. It's very good. Yeah. It's very good.
I do have the full list of teams now for the Casino Tag Team Battle Royale.
Well, that's probably happening right now, isn't it?
The buy-in matches don't start till 7.
So we got it. We got time. We got time. We're going to fly through this podcast. We got 8 minutes to go.
So if you want me to list off those teams real quick, I can do that.
No, we're going the next match we got. Did you tell me that one already?
I didn't. We didn't get to the teams because I didn't have the list pulled up for the Casino Tag Team.
The Casino, go ahead. Go ahead.
We have in this one cluster of a match, Pac and Phoenix representing Death Triangle.
Uh-huh.
Bear Country.
Who the fuck is Bear Country?
They just came out.
Okay.
They're people that dress like bears. It's like
shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. You are not serious.
I am serious. Their names are Bear Boulder and Bear Bronson.
They better be like actual bears though.
This is unbearable, you guys.
And then we have the Varsity Blondes.
The Varsity Blondes. I
like them.
And then we have
good throwback.
10 and 5 of the Dark Order.
Okay.
I think 10 and 5 are going to take that one.
Evil Uno and Stu Grayson of the Dark Order.
Wait, there's more?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is there, like, infighting in the Dark Order right now?
No, no, I've done this a couple times. Yeah. There's just a multiple tag teams.
And then, my favorite pairing of the Dark Order, Alex Reynolds and John Silver. And then we have Peter Avalon and Cesar Bonani. And then we have the Seidel brothers, Mike and Matt.
How many more do we have? A lot?
Yeah, there's like 6.
Holy shit, I don't have enough paper for this. Keep going, keep going. It's fine, I'll squeeze them in.
Santana and Ortiz.
That's my pick.
The Butcher and the Blade.
So you just decided to name the good teams last. I gotcha.
I'm actually doing it in order.
Just go ahead.
Then we have Frankie Kazarian and Christopher Daniels.
Kaz and Daniels.
Yeah.
I see you.
I see you.
And then we have Private Party.
PP.
And there will probably be a Joker tag team.
Yeah. And then Austin and Colton Dunn.
The
Colton Gunn.
I was going to say...
That's the Gun Club, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Gun
the
Club.
The Gun Club.
Okay.
I like that name.
And then
tag team too.
Dustin Rhodes and QT Marshall.
QT Rhodes.
Let's not forget, he was Bequeathed Diamond Cutter. And then
that was a fun word. How long have you been wanting to say that?
Yeah.
Because I want to say it real bad now. Bequeathed. All right. All right,
and then
go.
Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy.
I'm changing my pick.
I think it's gonna
is that
be,
it? Is that everybody?
That is everybody.
All right, Lucha and Jungle. All right.
I still think it's gonna be 5 and 10.
Lucha, Jungle for Trab. Sorry, 5 and 10 for Iron Mike.
I'm gonna go dark pick as it were. Reynolds and Silver of the Dark Order. Yeah.
I'm also gonna take Reynolds and Silver. Oh no, wait. Who's the other team?
There's
Dark
two
Order.
Other teams. There's Evil Uno, Stu Grayson, and then 10 and 5.
5 and 10. Yeah.
I pick 5 and 10.
Back to me. This is confusing. I'm not a fucking.
He wants to choose the Dark Order, but he doesn't know
which one's the really short guy in the Dark Order.
John Silver.
John
short and stack.
I'm with Robert. All right, that's what I thought.
Okay, so you're going Reynolds and Silver.
Yes.
Okay. Can't wait for you to change it.
As long as Reynolds doesn't get knocked out again, he should be fine.
Right. Oh shit, Ryan, who do you got?
I'm gonna go. Let's see. fuck. We'll go SCU.
SCU! Bam, bam, bam. I hate them, but I love their music. Devin, what do you got?
It's private parties in that.
Yeah, you can take private party if you want.
PP.
All right. And all that was for 1 point? Awesome. Awesome. I got fucking carpal tunnel from writing all that down.
It is for a shot at the tag team titles.
Cool. I like it. All right. Are we ready to move on?
Yes.
All right. Talking about Paige versus Matt Hardy. Talk about it, Robert.
Oh, Paige versus Matt Hardy in this big money match.
What's on the line? Yeah. Why is it big money? It's 100% of Matt Hardy something or other?
There's been this whole thing of Matt Hardy trying to get Hangman to
sign a contract.
Yeah, to sign a contract, join him, like to wrestle under him and like Private Party.
Yeah. So what's on the line here tonight? Matt Hardy's money.
I think it's both men's first quarter salary.
Yeah, I think it's both their salaries.
Oh, I love it. I love it a lot. That makes it big money. Who you got? Iron Mike. Start with you.
I'm gonna say Hangman.
You going Paige?
Yeah.
Cowboy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Showtime.
Come back to me.
You can't defer. Defers every time. Don't know who you got.
Hardy.
Party Hardy.
Party Hardy. Trebuchet is going to take the cowboy because of cowboy shit.
I like all the fun stuff it says on his like little headline name tag thing.
Little Chiron?
Yeah. Was.
Space Force, what do you got?
Oh, Hangman Page. I don't
Let's have the whole thing get started. It's, it has
I don't
been
see
drinking.
Adam Page losing for a while.
Okay. Will Matt Hardy die in this match?
Let's hope not.
No.
Will he have a concussion?
Will his wife be
possibly,
very mad
but he won't die.
Yes. Rebby Sky will be upset. Yes.
Don't hurt
Showtime,
my boy.
We're back at you.
I guess I'm taking Hangman Page. I can see this going either way. I can see them doing Hangman Page being like really depressed and, like, homeless because he lost a quarter salary or whatever.
Yeah.
I can see them doing some weird angle with that.
Yeah.
It seems like some AEW would do.
All right, well, let's talk about my favorite tag team in this next matchup. We got Sting and Darby Allin together versus Ricky Starks and Luke Cage. That's not right.
Brian Cage.
That's the guy. I wish it was Luke Cage.
Well, yeah, I proved that.
The machine, Brian Cage.
Yeah, I'm picking Sting and Darby because if I was 12 years old, this would be my favorite thing ever. I'm marking out now, and I'm 35 years old. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to paint my face at this thing.
Yeah,
I'm thinking Sting Darby too.
Yeah. Sting and his son.
Yeah,
don't talk to Sting and his son ever.
It's pretty easy. They're trying to strap a rocket to Darby, and they're not gonna let Sting lose his first match in AEW.
No, yeah, there's no way. I'm picking him as well because he they play him at the pub. I was seeing, like, because we were playing TNT or whatever. They play the advertisements for this are all Sting.
Yeah,
like they're not even talking. It's just. Guys, look, Sting's wrestling.
They don't want to advertise the death match. They want to surprise you with that at the end.
Yeah, and I mean, it seems like
there's
really
nothing else on here for the casual wrestling fan.
Yeah,
Jericho kind of.
But it seemed like it was trying to get people back into it. Like maybe you watched a long time ago. Hey, remember Sting? Check it out. He's gonna fucking wrestle.
That's cool. Ryan, who you got?
Sting. I mean, favorite as a kid. Also, what is everyone's criticism about Sting for his WWE run? Oh, he brings Sting back and you make him lose his first match? People say that all the time.
It was more or less the, like, concussions and Seth Rollins and
stuff.
Didn't
he lose at WrestleMania, though?
Yeah, yeah. He lost that first match against Triple H.
WWE
spiked the ball on WCW for the billionth time.
Yeah, in, like, 2015.
Oh, that WrestleMania. That was one of the worst, like...
So there's no way
it's all
Tony
coming back
Khan.
To me now, you guys. So why yeah.
There's no way
no,
Tony
man.
Khan is going to do that same move of make Sting lose his first match back. No.
Better not. They better not. Devin, your t-shirt convinced me to pick Sting here. Who are you picking?
Sting.
Okay, good. I'm like, if you just... It's such a heel move for you to pick Starks here and those guys. So I'm just like... All right. Coming up next, Cody Rhodes, Penta, Scorpio Sky, Lance Archer, and Matt Caster. Is that right?
Max. Yeah, Max.
Max Caster. I'm like,
and a TBA.
Oh, yeah. And the TBD.
Yeah.
Which we
the
will have
first
a bonus
surprise
point for.
Signing.
Yeah. And I am going to go to Robert Space Force here first. Who's your to be determined?
My to be determined. Help me out here, Ryan. What was that indie guy's name?
Ethan Page.
That's my TBD.
All right. Who do you got for the TBD, Ryan?
I think I haven't heard any other rumors for that spot. So I'll go Ethan Page.
Devin, who do you get?
I heard a rumor about Kurt Angle.
You going Kurt Angle?
Well,
the Olympic gold medalist?
That's the other one. That's like who... There's two announcements.
Yeah.
One of them is for that thing, and then one of them is going to be Big Show announcing.
So the ladder match guy is not?
Not
correct.
That.
That's a big thing there.
Yes.
Are you still going with Kurt Angle? She's still going with Kurt Angle.
That would be sick if they announced it was Kurt Angle and he's in the match.
Kurt Angle versus Darby would be weird. But
Tony
cool
Khan himself confirmed that they are two different people.
It's going to be Cactus Jack and Dude Love. One of them, Tony Khan really liked as a child, and the other one is just in the ladder match.
I thought he was dead, man.
No, it's so true. Why is he not
started? Oh, you can start that. Yeah, you can start that out. We'll just keep that muted. All right, so I'm gonna go with Ethan Page for this because I didn't know that they were two different people. I was gonna go with Kirk Angel.
I guess I'll also go Ethan Page.
I'm trying to be different, but I can't really think of anything that would even make sense. What is that? Getting a chant going?
Yeah,
it's the Bone Coffee commercial.
I love that. Who did you have, Iron Mike?
Nope, we're getting something's coming up here. To win the match, is Cody in that one?
Yeah, Cody's in the match. I'm just doing to be determined.
Oh, who did I think? Right? I guess Ethan Page.
Page. All right, then who do you got then, but Iron Mike, in the actual ladder match?
I still think it's going to be, well, I think it'll be Cody. I'm gonna pick
You're going Cody?
Yeah.
Showtime, who you got?
What title is shot is this for?
TNT.
TNT.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Scorpio Sky.
Too Cold Scorpio.
That's actually a good pick.
They've like half pushed him like three times.
And I don't think it's gonna be Cody because they've done that match so many times.
I think Scorpio and Darby'd be a barn burner too.
I think so.
I think something related to the Shaq storyline is happening to Cody tonight.
Dude, Shaq can fucking go. By the way, I didn't know Shaq could go so good, but Shaq can go.
Can Jade go?
She's all right, actually.
She's
got a good look. I was worried she was going to be greener than goose shit, though.
She's Jim Cornette, everybody.
But they're not putting her in anything that she can't handle.
She's a little green, but she looked good.
She looks like a beast.
And she's got a lot of personality. Yeah. So it covers up any, like, greenness. But no, I want to change my pick to Scorpio Sky.
You're going Scorpio?
Oh, that's a little Bustler.
Man. He's always led me wrong.
It's always good to go with no belt Bustler on your side. Devin, you still going with Angle, or you got somebody else to win it, the ladder match?
To win it? I'm going to go with Lance Archer.
She's going to Archer. That's a good pick. Yeah, I was thinking that, too. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a really good pick because they got, you know, Taz and the FTW title and all that stuff.
Well, and just the imagery of Archer versus Darby would be pretty cool.
They haven't even cleaned their damn ring. Oh, no, that's the TV. That was not meant to be a joke. I really thought there was, spots in the ring.
Ryan, who did you have for this?
I think I'll go with the. Let me see. What's the list again? Sorry.
Cody, Penta, Scorpio, Archer, Caster, TBD.
Let's go Caster.
You're going Caster?
Oh, wow.
Bold.
Trebuchet's going Cody. I like Cody. I like Cody. I like Cody getting powerbombed by Shaq. I'm going Cody.
That was cool.
I'm going to change my pick to Archer.
You're going Archer.
Yeah,
Showtime, I'm running out of room for you
already.
Buddy. I think I want to go Archer.
So,
as well.
Yeah, if Scorpio Sky.
So help me God.
I'm good for
I just think it's
going
to be.
Robert, you're going Archer?
Yes.
Devin, you swayed the room. It's the sting shirt and the leather jacket, and it's the whole ensemble. Well done. All right. Next match.
There is one buy in match we haven't gone over yet.
Okay.
It's Riho and Thunder Rosa versus Britt Baker and her now mystery partner. Because I guess Rebel is injured.
I'm going to go with Thunder on that one.
Thunder Rosa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever her team was.
Thunder Rosa and Riho.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Riho Rosa team? I got that. Yeah.
I've got to stick with my girl, Britt Baker.
I do like her.
You're going with the dentist?
I'm taking Britt Baker as well.
Britt Baker. Robert has Britt Baker. Devin, do you have Britt Baker?
No.
No. Who do you have?
Riho.
Riho, thank you. Riho and Rosa. And then, Ryan, who do you got?
I'll go Britt Baker.
You're going Britt Baker. All right, groovy. Moving right along here, let's talk about the AEW tag team titles. Young Bucks versus Jericho and MJF. Showtime. Tell us why you love Chris Jericho and give me your pick of Chris Jericho.
Come back to me. I gotta do a lot of thinking on my feet here.
I think it's gonna be Chris Jericho and MJF because AEW posted a meme of it being Chris Jericho and MJF.
Oh.
It was the change my mind thing.
I'm just saying here, as the champion's pick, the Young Bucks still need to get the revenge for Papa Buck.
That was so stupid. They beat up their dad. Mm-hmm. Or Jericho and MJF, pronouns pal, beat up the Young Bucks' dad. And the next fucking Dynamite, the Bucks are talking to them about how disappointed they are this, and they're not beating them up. If you beat up my dad and make him a bloody pulp, I'm jumping on you.
Yeah, you're not gonna talk to
him. Like, I don't want you to sell the pay per view. What are you doing, you jackasses?
Yeah, cut a promo on him after you kick him in the face.
Nah, yeah, exactly. Sure. Exactly. That's all I'm saying. But I'm going with the Young Bucks. You know why? There's just one guy that nobody's thinking about, and his name is Sammy. And he is going to screw over Jericho.
He who shall not be named.
Former Le Sex God, if you will. That's why the Bucks are going over here, and I hate that. All right. Brian, who do you got?
Oh, man. You convinced me. I was going to go Jericho and MJF. Because it brings him over his really bad heels, but...
But? it could be trickery. Sammy could come back and be on their side again. Like,
oh, that's good. You're gonna fuck with the Bucks. Double swerve, yeah, Iron Mike. Yeah, you fucking playing with my emotions right now.
I'm never discount trickery.
I'm going Bucks.
You're going Bucks.
And Inner Circle always has everyone else on their stable.
Devin, who do you got? She's got the Bucks. Showtime, we're back at you.
I'll also take the Bucks.
You're taking the Bucks. You were supposed to profess your love for Chris Jericho.
You can still do that?
I don't love Chris Jericho.
Oh, what is your problem? Fozzy is a great band.
You don't love
Vince
I've
owned
Champion.
Several of their albums.
I don't care for Chris Jericho, the wrestler. I only like Fozzy.
I don't like Chris Jericho,
I'm
the
a big fan
wrestler.
Of butt rock.
I like Chris Jericho as the person. Who has interviews on his podcast.
As the Trump supporter? Yeah. Are you saying that you donated to the Trump campaign too?
All right, Space Force, moving right along for the Women's AEW Championship. What's the matchup here?
Oh, it's Hikaru Shida, our current champion, versus the winner of the tournament, Rio Mizunami.
Who do you got?
I'm going to say...
Shida's got to go over here. I think it's going to be a good match, but I don't think it's time for Shida to lose that title yet.
I agree with you, because I think she is the Shida, if you will. Need to work on that catchphrase a little bit. Yes, turn it up. I'm working it out. By the next pay-per-view, it'll be worked out. You got to be like, that was amazing. That was the Shida. I'm just going to keep saying it a bunch and get it over. That's how we do it in the business. Right, Showtime? Mm-hmm. Who do you got?
I've got Shida.
He's got the Shida.
I've got the Shida.
He's got the Shida, too.
Yeah.
Ryan, who you got?
I got Shida over the 13-year-old boy.
Oh. That looks like, what's his name? Okada. Ouch.
It does
look like Okada's little brother.
Shit. That's awesome.
Dude, I want to see a Rainmaker.
Who do you got?
Shida.
You got Shida, too. All right. One match left here, Robert?
Yes.
The barbed wire death match massacre. I'm so excited about this, you guys don't even know. I haven't seen something like this with all these gimmicks since I turned on ECW last time at WWE now.
It's going to be explosions. There's going to be barbed wire. There's going to be death, maybe.
You think it's going to be tables? It'll probably be a table.
There
are no ropes. The ropes are barbed wire.
And it's only three sides of the ring, if I understand that correctly.
So are they going to have cables on one?
I believe one of them
is
just ropes. No, because the three barbed wire things are rigged to explosives.
Yes.
Now, one of them may be ropes, might be open. I don't know.
Okay.
I think there's pressure plates on the floor, so I think it being open is like... People are going to teeter on that edge or something.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
And then at half an hour, all explosions go off.
Really?
Yeah.
I love every bit of that. Yeah. Sign me up. Let's fucking go. I am going to smoke a joint and watch the shit out of this, you guys.
Unfortunately, you know what this means? That match is going to go either 20
Definitely
eight
a half
minutes,
hour. Definitely
a half or hour. A half an hour.
I think I can watch that.
I think that match is going to go 45 minutes.
Yeah, after all of it explodes. I guess I don't know if the match ends at that point.
I don't think it does.
It's just an
idea. That's just what happens. That's not the time limit.
Both guys are going to be like, I'm exploded.
If they are going to go to a draw, that's where they would likely do it. Both guys are like knocked out.
Yeah,
like a draw? That's like kissing your sister.
Yeah. No, somebody will land on top of somebody else.
But Kenny Omega is definitely going to win. I mean,
you got Omega?
He's going to start his title collecting tour.
Yep.
And plus, I think Moxley's going to go on a little bit of a break to welcome his little one into the world.
Hey, baby.
Now, the person that came up with that expression, how hot was their sister?
Wait, what?
What?
I don't follow.
All three of us, like, what?
I mean, there's a scale, right?
Like, all right, well, let's strike that from the podcast. editing note there.
Everybody forget the last 5 minutes after that. Ryan, who do you got, Omega or Moxley?
I have Omega.
You got Omega.
And I'm an only child.
Just want to clear that up.
Yep.
Even though I wanted to fuck my sister, I couldn't. That doesn't exist.
Yep. Devin, who do you got?
Omega.
I, too, have Omega because I love the Impact crossover. He made me watch fucking Impact the other week. Because they were like, Don Callis was like, we're going to bring the AEW title to Impact. Yeah, I'm like,
that was cool.
I got to find out how to watch this. It was on YouTube, and then now it's just only in clips, and I won't watch a clip show of Impact. If I'm going to watch Impact, I'm going to suffer through that whole thing. And I'm going to make fun of it. That's what I want to do.
What do you think, Chatty?
I'm taking Omega.
Omega? Iron Mike, are you making a clean sweep of Omega?
Definitely Omega. I don't think Mox has gotten what he can out of a championship. I don't know if he ever really needed it in the first place. And I agree with that the baby thing. And that's a perfect way to for kayfabe be like, oh, he's busted up. He had been exploded.
That's true.
Now he can't wrestle. He's got to recover from being exploded.
He was just in a Roadrunner cartoon. Yeah.
He's gonna go down to Acme Hospital.
Well, all right, you guys. I think that brings us to final thoughts. We're going to go this way. Devin, final thoughts.
Wait, we never talked about who we think is going to be the surprise from the Big Show. Paul.
All right. The legend caliber signing.
Oh, the legend, if you will. Yeah, all right, the Big Show. Yeah, let's do it. We'll do a point for that. That's cool. But the champion has spoken, and he didn't even use up his final thought. Look at that. that's crazy. All right, who do you got, Showtime? Who's going to be the returning legend?
Come back to me.
Everybody knows what I did. It was in the chat. We have witnessed that it is Kurt Angle. Alex thinks that it's going to be Christian. Uh-huh. I took 5 on that.
You did. You put money on it.
Yeah, and then right afterwards, Kurt Angle posted a video of him putting on his gear.
Yep.
So we're thinking that it's probably going to be Kurt Angle.
You're going Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I want my $10.
You do want your $10. It's not going to be Christian.
That's why Alex isn't here right now. He's ducking me.
Scared. Running scared, shaking with that $5.
He didn't get that $10.
And he knew with my place, he's going to have to cuddle with Showtime over there.
I'm a lover, what can I say?
I always wondered what it was going to be like for them to be fitting with themselves. Like the same guy, right?
Part of the double gang, man.
Yeah, I've never seen you in the same place at the same time. Mm-hmm. All right, Robert, who do you got? Who's special?
You know,
special legend.
I was really hesitant on this pick at first, but I've come around to the possibility of it being Christian.
You're going Christian?
Really?
Yeah, Christian on a Sunday.
You think Kurt was just kind of working us because he knew about the rumors?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Kurt Angle's going to end up in Impact. He's going to be so mad. Like, not again. God damn it.
He's going to try to bring back the Main Event Mafia.
I'd watch that. I would watch that because I'm a mark.
That's so goofy. We're squishing it with the garage door. Sorry, all right.
Ryan, who's the legend coming back?
I think it's Angle. They're probably going to do the same storyline as Sting. Angle comes, goes, I didn't leave them the way I wanted to. My retirement was real dumb. And everyone here, except for you, might say, yep. And then, because Baron Corbin? No.
What?
Not a fan.
What?
And so
That's awesome. Baron Corbin beat Kurt Angle.
I assume they might repeat some similar final notes match of Sting saying, I didn't get to leave on my own terms. And be a similar kind of situation.
Okay, so you're going Angle.
Yeah.
All right. Devin.
Angle.
Angle again. She got Angle everywhere.
Another thing that I heard is possibly Gangrel.
That's not a legend. But I know.
What? Where did you read that?
Gangrel's Twitter.
Botchamania.
At Gangrel.
Botchamania's Twitter. Dude, I want to see a bloodbath. We already did an orange bath.
Yeah. Well, in the Wrestle Chat, Trebuchet said it was going to be John Cena.
It definitely will be.
And somebody said that Vince McMahon would have a heart attack. And I'm like, no, he won't, because you can't see him.
I think if Vince that happened, no, the wrestling world would implode on itself.
Iron Mike has thusly claimed here tonight that if it's Stone Cold Steve Austin, what will happen to this television?
I will rip this television off. Oh, yeah, we got. I will throw it out the window. I'm sorry that we won't be able to see Stone Cold come back, because that will happen as soon as the glass breaks. The television will be broken seconds after the glass breaks.
Smash.
Why are they saying Christian's coming over? Was there any like rumor behind that rumor?
He started that
You
rumor.
Want the Christian rumor? Hey, yes. Alex Blackowski's in the house.
Perfect timing.
You want the Christian rumor, because I'm deciding whether I think it's Angle or Christian.
So, first of all, everybody who thinks he has a contract with WWE, he has a contract with Fox.
Oh.
And the thing is, that deal has since passed. So he can sign with whatever wrestling, especially if he's not going to be Christian, if he'll be Jay Ruth.
Or he can be Christian Cage.
Yeah.
He owns that.
Yeah, exactly. And then on top of that, one of the chief officers at AEW recently on her Instagram follows, she followed four people. One of them was Paul White. One of them was somebody else that they just signed. And the other was Christian.
Oh, this is a QAnon spirit.
It's also it's one of Tony Khan's favorite tag teams growing up in the 90s and the 2000s, were Edge and Christian.
That makes sense.
The Hall of Fame worthy, but who's not in the hall? Christian, because that's always a rib that they play on.
I like that. That's just, I'm going Christian.
I'll tell you, I'm going Christian. I'm sold on Christian.
Need I remind you of the video?
I want to go with you guys, but Alex Bonkowski,
all this stuff,
just told me every dirt sheet thing that was out there, and I'm like, I'm swearing.
He's the one who wrote that stuff.
I believe it. He's Excalibur. I'm surprised he's here right
now. Excalibur, he was with his little mask. He wears his mask while he's fucking
pre-taped.
I've never been in the same room and watched Dynamite with him. I believe that's who it is.
All of my explanation is a video that Kurt Angle put out of him putting on his ring gear. Now, that's a very simple explanation.
Yeah.
That's an easy-to-follow thing.
That's very simple, digestible logic. Yeah, and I don't like
his, but his neck is going to break.
I don't think he's going to wrestle, though, really.
Yeah, come on, he won a gold
medal. Hear me out on this. Tully Blanchard was wrestling last fucking Wednesday.
Yeah.
What if they really scraped up J.J. Dillon?
You're not wrong.
What if Christian's the one for the ladder match and Angle's
the one?
Oh, my
God, that'd be
awesome. That would be awesome.
If that's the case,
it's going to be Ric Flair, and they're going to bring the Horseman back. That's what it's going to be. Arn Anderson threw up the four on Dynamite. He did do that.
Oh, that would be something, wouldn't it?
What about everyone's favorite four horseman, Michael McMichael?
He's so large right now. I would not.
Chris Benoit, he's not with us.
Let's bring Malenko back.
He's no longer
with us. And Double J.
Malenko works with AEW.
Well, see, it's Malenko. All right. It's Showtime, who did you have?
I'm taking Christian.
Christian, all right.
Christian!
I love that music. It was really good. All right, final thoughts. A-Plot, because you just walked in.
All right, just
first and final thought. Thank you for the in-depth reporting you did for us. That was perfect.
Thank you.
Loved it.
Fucking made it all up.
I'm really just excited to see some shit blow up, and I hope the deathmatch is brutal. I want it to be...
Massacre-y!
Like,
I'm going to say that so much. Massacre!
I don't want it just to be oh, there's a little bit... I want it to be... I want people to be squeamish. I want some of you to be looking away from the TV.
I'm gonna show it to the Nate dog, the replay, and he's gonna throw up. That's what you want.
That's what I want. But I'm a sick fuck, so. Yeah.
You sick fuck. You sick fuck. You sick fuck. Alright. Final thoughts, Devin. Sting. Yay, Sting. We'll go with that. Yeah.
Sting!
Woo! Final thoughts, party host Ryan.
Thank y'all for coming here. It's gonna be a jolly good time. Oh, yeah, wrestling. That's cool, too.
Wrestling, and there's pizza. So there's pizza. Lots of good stuff going on. And Chad bought snickerdoodles, I'm just saying.
Hell yeah.
Final thoughts. Triple champion Robert Spaceman. You got so much gold over there, we call him Fortnite.
One of those is illegitimate.
36 pounds of gold.
As representative of Space Tech for defending the Intercontinental I will make sure that we keep the Intercontinental title, and as the sole owner of the Undisputed title, it's a champion guarantee.
Oh, damn it all. I hate
that man knows how to cut a promo.
I know. He's got all the gold. He should.
Exactly.
Final thoughts, Iron Mike Bustler.
I think I'm going to renounce my title as No Belts Bustler and take it home tonight.
I like the confidence. Yes. I love that.
And once again, we all know that the best track on the Hulk Hogan album is The World Just Lost Another Hulk Hogan. Now, I've been telling you guys about this for months, but there is a rap song on there, too, so check that out.
Do you have a Twitter? I will tag you in that and say that on my Twitter.
Yeah, please do.
Because I've been putting over the Macho Man album. Yeah, I think it's about time I put over the Hulk shirt. It's about time I start putting over the Hulk shirt.
He also has a fun beach song about going to the beach with your friends, and that's a cool song.
We should totally do that.
Yeah, listen to the fun beach song.
Yeah, dude.
Hulkamaniacs on the beach.
We're going to go to Grand Haven and totally blast that shit. And then we're going to get a ticket for a noise ordinance because it's Grand Haven.
Or you just converted a bunch of people to Hulkamaniacs.
Exactly.
Door-to-door
Hulkamania.
All right, so we're doing that.
All right, that's final thoughts.
All right, final thoughts, Showtime Schultz.
My name is Chad Showtime Schultz. I still need to know better.
Right, that just leaves me, Trebuchet. My final thoughts are, I cannot believe Shaq could wrestle so good.
Yeah.
I watched him on Wednesday, and he went through some tables, and he was slapping the shit out of Cody. Hot take, a little bit here. I think Cody Rhodes is this generation's Ric Flair. I think he's really good, and he sells better than anybody at this time.
And he can do more for the business because he's not so drunk all the time.
Yeah. You don't know if that's true. You can't back that up.
He seems visibly less drunk than Ric Flair.
I don't know. I think
his nose is still too perfect, so you know he's not getting down with the, you know, the booger.
I think he had to be pretty drunk to get that neck tattoo.
Fair point, Robert. Fair point.
Shots fired.
He does want to, like, be in Congress one day, which I was like, wow, that was great. Yeah, maybe he should have decided that, you know, before the neck tattoo.
He'll run down south. I don't get over
exactly.
it. Exactly. He'll get over it.
It probably will.
It'll be his campaign.
I can't wait for Congress of the future where they're all tatted up. They just look like us, a bunch of degenerates. It's great.
Woo! We're going to run the world someday. All right, you guys. I look forward to this deathmatch massacre. Have a good night. We are the Undisputed Podcast of the World. I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet.
Woo! That's all I got to say about that.